Blog Talk Radio.
I am tired of holding my breath. I wanna live, I wanna give, I wanna have sex, I wanna feel good. I am alive, don't wanna be dead. I wanna feel, I wanna smile, I wanna love, I wanna cry, I wanna be as happy as I should.
Good morning, and welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host. I want to thank you so much for listening this morning. You just were listening to singer Io, double platinum singer from France. She was on the show the other week. You definitely want to check out her new album, Billie Eve. But this morning, I'm going to be speaking with how can we save money, not just with our food, but with clothing, shelter, and all other areas of our life. And I'm going to be speaking with Miss Coupon Diva, Joyce K. House. I just want to let you know, if you're interested in calling in, the call-in number is 646-929-0368. Again, that's 646-929-0368. I want to let you know we're past 53,000 downloads of the podcast. I want to thank you for your support and for listening to the show. You can follow me on twitter.com/joykeys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. But right now, Ms. Coupon Diva, good morning, Joyce.
Good morning, Joy, and how are you doing today?
I am wonderful, wonderful. I'm a little cold, you know, here in Philly. We did have crazy, 60 degrees yesterday?
Yes, and rainy, so you really couldn't enjoy it.
Yeah, rainy, but then now, what is it? Is it 30?
I'm going through menopause, Joy. I don't notice.
All right. All right, so now let's start off with your story about how you got involved with becoming Miss Coupon Diva. Just tell the audience a little bit about that.
Well, I had my first child when I was very young, and I had an incident with Pampers where I wasn't satisfied with the quantity. I couldn't use all the diapers in the box. So I went back to the grocery store, and I said something to the general manager, and he essentially blew me off. So I came home, and I wrote to Procter & Gamble, because back then you didn't have the phone, 800 numbers, or the email. And I enclosed in that letter one of the diapers so that they could see what I was talking about. And 2 weeks later, they sent me a letter apologizing, saying, yes, it was something wrong with the batch. Here's a coupon to get you another box. But the next day, they sent me a case of diapers. So for
what?
The rest of the time,
hold on a second. Case of diapers.
Yes, they sent me a whole case.
I'm a mom. I mean, I know how much a case of diapers cost. I mean, that's extreme. That's wonderful.
And so they sent me the case, but what was even greater is every so many months, they sent me coupons for another free box. And back then, coupons didn't have any expiration date on them. So because my daughter potty trained early, I had enough coupons for my twins 10 years later to get diapers for them.
Wow.
And I realized, even at a young age, the money, as you said, that would have went into buying those diapers, I could use for other stuff, and have never not used coupons since.
Now, Joyce, you know, with coupons, people are always like, when am I going to have time to clip the coupons and organize the coupons? And what do you have to say to those people?
Well, I'm a single mom of three. I worked night shift and went nursing school during the day. Time, what is time? What it means is it has to be important enough for you to find the time, because this is your money. Your time is going to net you money. So if you're in a situation where you need to be on a budget, you're going to figure out the time. And, Joy, everybody knows my slogan. If you say you don't have time, then I say, baby, you just ain't been broke enough. Because when you're broke, you find time.
Okay. If you're broken up, you will find time. You will find those pennies in the sofa. You will find them behind the phone stand. Find them in the coat pockets and in your pants pockets that, you know, haven't been to the cleaners yet. That is true. You find time.
It's funny you say that, because I had a grocery order that was $300.68. When I finished with coupons and the store card, I only owed 52 cents. Money that you would have dug out of the sofa.
Wait, Okay, you said you had a bill for $300-some, and at the end of all your coupons that got scanned, you're telling me you only paid 52 cents.
Yes, and qualify for my free turkey because it was around Thanksgiving.
All right, so now let's start at the beginning here with the coupons. Where do people look for the coupons? When I think about coupons, I think about the Sunday paper, the inside circular. Is that the only place I need to be looking? Where else should I be looking for coupons?
Everywhere. On the back of your receipt, you'll find coupons. Here in Philadelphia, we have the Sunday Inquirer. We also have the Red Plum that come in the Tribune paper. To our doors, we get the circulars. There are coupons in our circulars. There's also in Thursday's Daily News sometime a repeat of the coupons that were in the Sunday paper. I recently opened the Oprah magazine and got a $2 coupon for soap powder. Everybody, Ebony advertised $38 worth of coupons in their magazine this month. Everybody is advertising, so if you're opening anything, check it to make sure to see if there's any coupons in it.
Now, another thing we were talking about right before the show started, and I met Ms. Coupon Diva on the bus one day. We were sitting next to each other. I just want to tell the audience about on the bus and just started rapping. And she told me that, you know, who she was. And I was like, coupons? Wow. And then she's like, you know, she's going to be on the TV. And I was like, that's awesome. You know, like, go ahead, sister, do your thing, you know. But I was just like, wow, coupons, you know. But then, you know, you think about it, that story she just told us, $300, she ended up only paying 52 cents. You got to listen to this woman, okay? If she can save you that much money, I think we need to listen. Now, on your website, let me just mention to the audience, you have a website, Miss Coupon Diva, very easy to remember, MissCouponDiva.com. You want to go there and check out some more information about her. She has some videos about her story and tips about saving. Now, one of the things you talk about on there is the unit price. Now, my mom, I tell you, my mom, we would go to the store, and she would be focusing on this unit price. And I was a kid. I mean, I'm like, what? You know, the price is $3.65. But she's like, no, how much does it cost a pound? And this and that. And talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, what I hear a lot, I'll speak to the pound in unit prices. I just talked to a really good friend of mine who says when she buys ground turkey, she gets a package. And she pays around $5 or $6 for it. So I said, well, how much per pound are you getting? I don't know. The package is like 5 or 6 pounds. I said, okay, if you're paying $3.99 a pound, you didn't even get 2 pounds of the product that you're buying. You should know that when you buy a split chicken breast, bone in, it should cost you no more than 99 cents a pound. When you're buying boneless chicken breast, you want to spend $1.99 a pound. You don't just want to go buy a package of chicken wings and say, okay, well, I got 6 of them for $3. You want to get the most you can get for the poundage of the money that you're spending. So if I'm spending $1.99 a pound and you're spending $3.99, you're getting twice the amount that I'm getting for the same product.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, that's what my mom used to focus on. And also one of the things that she used to focus on was about buying generic, because certain items, the generic is the same. Do you agree with that type of philosophy? Or,
well,
I mean, people want to buy brand name. I mean, how do you feel about that?
I'm an avid coupon user.
Mm-hmm.
I can get name brand for the price of generic brand. See, what people don't realize is the manufacturers give the stores incentives to decrease the price of their products to get them moving off the shelf. So then when you combine that with your coupon, you're paying what you would pay for a store brand. And rarely can you get a store brand for free. And I get items free all the time.
Wait a second. You get items for free all the time? Is that because you're Miss Coupon Diva or because of your...
certain products, toothpaste, toothbrushes, deodorant, and women's products, you should never pay for. You should never pay for.
Oh, you know what? I'm glad you just mentioned about female products, sanitary supplies and things like that. Well, I have a whole philosophy. I think it should be covered by health insurance. This is my philosophy. And don't worry, soon, people, I'm going to be lobbying on the White House steps, knocking on Obama's door about this, because I personally feel that it should be. If insurance companies are going to pay for people that have contraceptives, I think they need to pay for people that have female women who, for like more than 40 years, every individual has to go through you know, having a cycle. But anyway, that's a whole
right.
other thing. That's a whole
well,
other
if you know,
okay.
the big deal when they go with the Viagra, but they don't seem to put that much emphasis on female products.
Exactly, exactly. Now, on your blog, on your website, you have a blog. People can sign up and get money-saving tips. That's the first Miss Coupon Diva. blogspot.com. Is that still the correct address?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna say that again. The first Miss Coupon Diva. blogspot.com. Also on her website, people, just to let you know, the website is MissCouponDiva.com. She has actual coupons that you can print right off of her website. I'm looking right now. She has for Ritz Crackers. She has for Velveeta. She has, and these are like 50 cents a dollar coupons, people. This ain't no
mm-hmm.
10, you know. She got $1.50 for Rite Aid coupon. Bob Evans, 75 cents. So you need to check out MissCouponDiva.com. If you're just tuning in, some of the things we talked about were checking for the unit price. If you don't have time to save money, you just haven't been broke enough. This is her statement here, Miss Coupon Diva. and also signing up for her blogspot, the first MissCouponDiva.blogspot.com. So now what's on the horizon for you right now, Miss Coupon Diva, coming up next? Are you going to be on NBC 10 or –
Well, I'm in the progress of talking with them, but my main focus right now is doing what we're doing, getting people to understand that when coupons save you money on your groceries, they give you money to pay your electric, phone, and gas bill. That 316 cent that I had left over gave me money to pay for those other things. I just went to the department store the other day, and by combining the store sale and the store coupon, I got $65 jeans for $3.60. I use it for everything. When it's time for me to get my car inspected, I go online and see what company is running the offer. I haven't paid to have my car inspected in 15 years. You know, it's not
what?
Just groceries.
Wow.
It's other stuff. It's
other things.
It's a philosophy that I live by so that you're able to manage your budget, so that you're not sitting here not having the things you want. If the viewer would just think, the listeners would just think, the less money you spend on the things that you need gives you more to buy what you want.
That is absolutely wonderful. And you know what? It really is about that philosophy. You ain't been broke enough if you don't have the time. But also, the focus is not just about the food. Like you said, it's spending on things that, fun things, like you want to go to the movies. There's discounts for movie tickets, too. I mean, there's discounts
exactly.
for everything. We talked briefly, you know, about a lot of online things, but a lot of people still don't have, as you mentioned, you know, access to the Internet or consistent access to the Internet. Maybe they don't have a computer now, so they have to go to the library. So Ms. Coupon Diva talked earlier about checking your circulars and your newspapers, but also checking on the back of your receipts. I will verify.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say I had a 20% coupon for a sneaker place on the back of a food coupon. 20%
mm-hmm.
is a good deal, you know?
Yes, it
20%
is.
20% is a good deal, you know? So, well, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. I want to mention your website again, MissCouponDiva.com. Also, you want to check out signing up for her blog, which is the first Miss Coupon Diva. blogspot.com. Again, that's the first Miss Coupon Diva. blogspot.com. And on her website, she actually has coupons, dollar coupons, 50 cent coupons, cereal coupons, Bob Evans coupons, Oscar Mayer, Miracle Whip, Nature's Own. These are just a few of the coupons right here on her website. She has a $5 coupon on her website. So, people, we need to get with the program. You know, I want to be like you when I grow up, okay? Because, I mean, pay 52 cents for $300 worth of groceries, 52 cents, people. This is what we're closing with, okay? So if you don't believe her, just listen to that. She only paid 52 cents for $300-some dollars worth of groceries. All right? Ms. Coupon Diva, thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Thank you, Joy. And I'll be looking
you
for your shopping list now.
All right. Thank you. You have a wonderful Saturday.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody, for listening this morning. I just got off the phone with Miss Coupon Diva. You want to check out her website, MissCouponDiva.com. Some of the things we talked about are looking in the newspaper circulars, checking the back of your receipts, understanding the unit price. And you can find out more on her website, MissCouponDiva.com. Just to let you know, you can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys. You can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. But stay tuned. In about 15 minutes, I'm going to be speaking to wonderful filmmaker Ava DuVernay and a beautiful actress, Nicole White, about the new film, I Will Follow. So stay tuned. The call-in number is 646-929-0368. Again, that's 646-929-0368. Next week, people are going to be speaking with actor, activist, philanthropist Isaiah Washington. Yes, Isaiah Washington. You might remember him from Grey's Anatomy, but now he's working on a new foundation, helping people in Sierra Leone. And so you want to tune in next week for that show. That's at 12 p.m. Eastern. And also live from the Netherlands, singer Stefan Morrison. And that's going to be at 11:30 a.m. Eastern next week. So I hope to hear from you. Again, thank you so much for listening. And stay tuned, 12 o'clock, another show with filmmaker Ava DuVernay and actress Nicole White.